Funhouse Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Killing the Blues by Michael Brandon. Read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. Coffee was the only thing on Jesse Stone's mind when he entered the Paradise Police Station on a bright New England spring morning. His first stop was usually the coffee maker. But when he saw what was happening in front of Suitcase Simpson's desk, which was located across the aisle from the kitchen area, he headed for his office. A man and a woman, middle-aged, expensively dressed and handsomely coiffed, were arguing loudly with Suitcase. The man was irate. His face was beet red, and the woman was obviously concerned for him. "Molly," he said, "what's going on?" She followed him into his office. "Tourists, missing vehicle. They exited the turnpike at Paradise Road looking for a place to have breakfast. They discovered Daisy's. Sometime while they were eating, their car disappeared. Late model Honda Civic." "What's with the yelling?" Jesse said. "They believe the car was towed."
"And they think we towed it?"
"Yes, because it was parked illegally."
"You mean they didn't park in Daisy's lot?"
"Correct."
"And did they say why they didn't park in Daisy's lot?"
"When they chose Daisy's, they weren't certain they were going to like it, so they parked on the street, in a red zone. When they decided it was okay, they never went back to move the car."
"And that's why they think it was towed?"
"Yes."
"Was it?"
"Rich is checking on that as we speak."
Jesse sighed. "Molly, can I ask you a question?"
"Since when do you need permission to ask me a question?" she said.
"May I have a cup of coffee, please?"
"You may. There's some..."